Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today, Climate and Community meets with Dr. Hillary Smith, a researcher from the University of Maine and College of the Atlantic, whose work focuses on marine and coastal resilience. While her research has taken her all around the world, Hillary's current questions have centered on the Maine coast.
I'm Dr. Hillary Smith. I'm a research assistant professor of marine policy at the University of Maine in the School of Marine Sciences, and I'm also a research associate at the College of the Atlantic.
I asked Hillary what opened her mind to a career focused on the relationship between humans and the environment, with a particular interest in marine and climate issues.
As a pretty young person, I first heard this word anthropology, and somebody defined what it meant for me. And I was like, oh yeah, that's what I want to do. And that is still a through line of an interest of mine. Culture, humans, how we relate to each other, our differences. But that's expanded and evolved in college to include the environment and wanting to understand this human-environment relationship.
Dr. Smith described how her focus on climate issues in marine and coastal systems developed after completing her PhD.
I actually said to my partner as we were graduating, I would love to have a project focused on climate change. These forces are changing these systems I'm studying, but it's not the focus of my work, but I would love for it to be the focus of my work. And then he actually helped me step back like a few years ago. He's like, wow, you're doing exactly what you said you wanted to do. Your projects are all focused on climate change. Like, you've made this shift that felt very natural to me. It's just been an interest of mine and professional goal of mine, and I'm happy to be doing it now.
Hillary went on to describe her research. She shared two projects that she is leading that look at the adaptive capacity of the seafood industry in Maine.
The two current projects that are focused on Maine are really interested in resilience in Maine's seafood systems. I approach that work from a seafood system perspective in that I'm interested in harvesting, fishing, and aquaculture, but I'm interested in all the activities that surround that as well. So that includes like the inputs into fishing, plastic alternative gear development, as well as the post-harvest side. So where do those things go once they're caught or landed at the dock? Traditional fisheries or aquaculture research is focused just on the production side. And same for the management. Our management systems are very separate. There's fishing and then there's the USDA that manages the food side, and they don't really coordinate or speak to each other. So I'm interested in transcending that divide to understand sustainability, equity, resilience of the whole seafood system. And I think for people who really do the work on the water, that's very intuitive and is actually like, why wouldn't you study it that way? Of course, these things are related, but I would say on the science and policy side, those have been held apart as separate worlds, although there's like movement now to undo that separation. So yeah, I'm interested in climate impacts, resilience, and possibilities for the future that look at the whole seafood system. And the sort of two ways that I'm doing that right now is I have a project specifically looking at environmental change and climate change within that, as well as other types of change that are impacting women in fisheries and aquaculture in Maine. And we're doing that through an oral history approach. So these kind of long form interviews that are very rich in detail and include space for all the stories people want to tell us, which is different from other types of social science based, more closed response type questions. So we're doing this oral history approach to understand these everyday lived experiences on and off the water of how environmental change impacts people's work in the sector and what, if anything, they may be doing to respond or adapt to those changes. And the sort of intent or motivation of that project is a lot of the work on climate change and women or gender is looking at it from a lens of vulnerability. And a lot of that work is in the global south, which is really important and has brought attention to really critical issues and how many parts of the world women can be more vulnerable to climate change or impacted by it in different ways. But one thing I was interested in, and this is a trend we're seeing in the data, is I don't think it's only possible or necessary to look at it from a lens of vulnerability. I think you can also look at it from a lens of like resilience and possibility. And what I would say is no one we've spoken to feels, quote unquote, more vulnerable to climate change because they're a woman working in fisheries or aquaculture, but they can be impacted in different ways and they are responding. They are part of the population of the sector who might not always be looked to for solutions. We're hearing really interesting, in many cases, low-tech solutions or ways that people are adapting to change, as well as innovating in sustainable technologies. So that's one main project I have that I have various collaborators and students here at the University of Maine and College of the Atlantic working on with me. And then I have another project that's actually looking at invasive European green crabs, which have been here in the Gulf of Maine for 200 years. So not a new invasive species, but their populations have really exploded in the last few decades due to climate change and warming waters. They're not going away. It's considered infeasible to fully eradicate them. So fully getting rid of them doesn't really look like an option. So I'm interested in whether and how people may be targeting them as a fishery and finding innovative uses for them as like a sustainable and local seafood in spite of being invasive, and how that could contribute to an adaptive seafood system in Maine, given that people are interested in ways to diversify the sector so it's not so reliant on kind of one dominant species. So I've been interviewing people all throughout Maine who are working on finding ways to use green crabs, everything from like fermented fish sauce to compost to high-end culinary uses. Those are two projects that look at climate change resilience in Maine seafood systems in different ways.
Next time on Climate and Community, we will learn more from Hillary about the impact she hopes these projects will have as Mainers continue to adapt and innovate in the face of changing conditions. To learn more about Dr. Hillary Smith's work, you can check out Maine Sound and Stories, Women and Warming Water Interviews, and be sure to tune in this time next week to continue the conversation.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.